So I've done a lot of videos, some more in depth than others, but I'm realizing there are veterans watching these videos that either have never applied for VA disability compensation, or they don't understand what they need to prove in order to get service connected for disabilities. I'm VA accredited attorney and U.S. Army combat veteran Ed Farmer. Today, what we're talking about are the three elements you must prove to establish service connection. So let's get into it. Hi, I'm Edward Farmer. I'm a disabled veteran and a VA disability appeals attorney. I'm creating this podcast, VA Claims Made Easy, to help veterans navigate their own way through the VA disability system. All right, so the first element is you must have a current disability. You must have something currently wrong with you. So if you hurt your knee in basic training 15 years ago, but that knee has since healed, you have no residual effects from it, then you don't have a current disability. There's nothing you could claim. Even more serious cases such as cancer, where the cancer is in complete remission, you won't necessarily be able to claim the cancer, but rather the residual effects of the cancer. So prostate cancer is a good example where many guys are able to overcome the cancer, but then they have residual effects, and that's what the VA bases their rating on. So that's your current disability. So what's the best way to prove a current disability? Medical records showing what your diagnosis is. So if you have, you know, sleep apnea, you want a medical record showing you have that diagnosis. Now, I understand that everyone has a diagnosis or medical records to support it, and that's okay. Some conditions, you're able to just describe what your issue is, and the VA will accept that as your current disability. Mental health conditions is a good example of this. You may not know if you have PTSD versus major depressive disorder or adjustment disorder or whatnot, but you know that you have something wrong with you. You know you're depressed. You know you have anxiety. You know you have trouble getting along with people. It's okay to describe that to the VA. There is a form that the VA uses. It's VA Form 21-4138 if you want to put it on their form. But describing the issue works well, even with physical conditions such as that knee condition I just described. Maybe you don't know you have osteoarthritis of the knee, but you know it hurts when it moves, and you can't walk up more than 10 stairs before you're not able to walk anymore. So if you don't have medical records to back it up, simply write a statement to the VA describing what you believe your current issue is. Element number two. This is what I like to call the something happened in service element. So you need either an event, an injury, or a disease in service that you believe is causing your current disability. The possibilities here are limitless. It could literally be anything from the day you enter active duty to the day you leave active duty. It doesn't even have to be directly related to your military duties. As long as there's no misconduct involved, almost anything counts. Could have been your day off duty and you're driving on the Autobahn and get into a car wreck and you hurt your neck and get a traumatic brain injury. That counts even though you weren't on duty. You could be playing basketball on your day off and hurt your knee. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be related to your military duties. Now, you reservists and National Guard guys, the rules are a little bit different. I'll do another video describing what applies to you, but generally the rule is between the day you enter service and day you leave service. And it doesn't have to be an injury or illness. It could also be an event. Maybe the event is you jumped out of an airplane 20 times and you believe you injured your knees, hips, and ankles from that. It could be that you were exposed to something in service that's causing your current cancer. Literally, like I said, it could be limitless. Now, you're probably saying, well, I don't have proof of what that event, injury, illness was in service. Well, that's okay. There's a couple different ways you can make up for that. So in some instances, The VA has special rules to help you prove it. These special rules are called presumptions. So we just saw a major presumption in the PACT Act. So before the PACT Act, you used to actually have to prove you were exposed to burn pits. So that would be the in-service event. Now the VA presumes you're exposed to burn pits as long as you could show you're stationed in one of the countries on their presumptive list. Same thing with Agent Orange. If you can show you're in Vietnam, you're presumed exposed to Agent Orange. There's also relaxed evidentiary standards for combat veterans. If an injury happens while engaged in combat with the enemy, then the VA is supposed to kind of take your word that it happened. And if those special rules don't help you prove the in-service event, look to buddy statements. Maybe there's a witness that saw you hurt your ankle that one time on the Ruck March. Or in the case of sleep apnea, which I've talked about many times, guys who could testify that your sleep apnea symptoms began in service. That's also the event, a beginning of a disease or illness qualifies as the in-service event. So sometimes you got to get creative. You might have to do some research. You might have to go online. There's websites of unit histories. Sometimes those websites can help you approve an event. It could get tricky, guys. If you need help with this part, feel free to reach out to a VA accredited representative. So number three, and this is probably the most difficult one to prove, this is you need a medical nexus between that in-service event and your current disability. So you need a medical professional to say it's as likely as not, or there's a 50-50 chance that your current disability is related to that in-service event, and explain why. If the current disability may indicate that it's related to service, the VA will provide you a free exam called a compensation and pension exam. So they'll send you to your doctor, they'll examine you, they'll review your records supposedly, and then they will write an opinion if they think it's as likely as not their conditions related to service. Now, as we all know, many of us know watching this video, that doesn't always work out. The VA doctor doesn't always agree with you. Well, there are other ways you could get your own opinion and submit that to the VA. I did a whole video about it. I'll link it below. And that does it, guys. Those are the three elements of service connection: a current disability, an in-service event, injury, or disease, and a medical link between the current disability and that in-service event. I'm Ed Farmer. Thanks for watching. Keep liking, keep subscribing. And as always, you have the power to change your VA claim. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful in navigating the VA disability system. Please continue to follow me and listen for further help. If you guys have a particular issue or story you would like to share, it may help others who have a similar problem. Feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about sharing your issue or problem on the next show. And if you need some additional help, visit my website, vamadeeasy.com.